From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama has arrived in Canada for a pair of international summit meetings. NPR Scott Horsley reports from Ontario, Canada.
President Obama is meeting with leaders of some of the world's biggest economies. But this so-called G8 summit is now just a warm-up for the weekend's main event, the much larger G20 gathering, which includes such global up-and-comers as China, India, and Brazil. With the U.S. House and Senate now on the verge of passing a major overhaul of financial rules, Mr. Obama hopes the other members of the G20 will soon follow suit.
We need to act in concert for a simple reason. This crisis proved, and events continue to affirm, that our national economies are inextricably linked.
Mr. Obama will be meeting one-on-one with at least half a dozen world leaders, including the president of China. Last week, China announced plans to let its currency appreciate, making U.S. goods more competitive. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Huntsville, Ontario.
Oil company BP now says it believes it's on target for the mid-August completion of a relief well, currently considered the best hope of halting the oil flowing from the company's busted well into the Gulf of Mexico. BP spokesman Bill Salvin says crews drilling the first of two wells were able to run a test determining they were on the correct path. Crews began drilling the first relief well on May 2nd. Company's Deepwater Horizon rig exploded April 20th, killing 11 workers and sending hundreds of thousands of barrels of crude oil spilling into the Gulf. As BP continues to fight the oil spill in the Gulf, officials are making contingency plans in case of bad weather. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the hurricane plans come as forecasters watch a tropical disturbance that appears headed for the area.
Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says when it's forecast that gale force winds could be 5 days away from the Deepwater Horizon site, BP will disconnect the containment system that is now capturing some of the leaking oil.
Once we disconnect whatever the flow rate that we've estimated, you know right now it's between 35 and 60,000 barrels a day, whatever that flow rate actually is, and we don't know that to a precise certainty, but that will be unattended.
Any tropical weather would also suspend skimming and burning activities at the surface. Allen says the threshold for those operations is 8-foot seas. Equipment would be moved to safe harbor and could take up to 14 days to be back online. Meanwhile, the White House says Vice President Joe Biden will visit the Gulf Coast next week to assess the oil spill response. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Government released its final estimate of first quarter economic growth, showing the economy was expanding in the January through March quarter. Commerce Department says the nation's gross domestic product, the broadest measure of goods and services in the U.S. economy, grew at a 2.7% annual rate. That's down from an earlier estimate of 3%. The weaker-than-expected GDP number led to a mixed end of the week for Wall Street. The Dow was down 8 points. The Nasdaq, however, closed up 6 points. You're listening to NPR. As President Obama is hailing better relations with Russia, the foreign minister of Hungary is saying, "Don't forget about us." He says the Obama administration reassured him the improving ties with Moscow will not come at Central Europe's expense. We get that story from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Janos Martoni was one of dozens of Central European intellectuals who signed an open letter to President Obama last year, raising concerns that the U.S. might concede too much with Russia. He says since then, the Obama administration has sent the right signals to the region.
Now I tell you that I feel safe and reassured.
The Hungarian foreign minister spoke to reporters over breakfast at the end of a trip that coincided with the Russian president's visit to the White House.
What the U.S. wants with Russia, we want practically the same. We want a predictable relationship, a predictable Russia.
Martoni's talks also focused on Afghanistan, where he says Hungary has about 400 troops. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
You might want to check the breakfast cereal sitting in your cupboard. That's because Kellogg has announced a smell problem with some of its more popular brands and is instituting a voluntary recall.
Some packages of Kellogg's Corn Pops, Honey Smacks, Fruit Loops, and Apple Jacks.
It's Kellogg's consumer line. Kellogg isn't saying what's behind the smell, though the company says the potential health risks are relatively low. Voluntary recall affects about 28 million boxes of cereal with best used dates of March 26, 2011 through June 22nd of 2011. Crude oil futures prices were up today. Oil closed up $2.35 a barrel to $78.86 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.